Coach Ryan was just saying that he's had this circled on the calendar. We'll have his team ready to play. How much do you welcome that challenge of going into them to face a Rex Ryan team?
Yeah, it's a great challenge. I think they, it's always a tough place to play. They got a lot of energy and enthusiasm at that stadium. And for an old stadium, it's pretty loud, especially when they get going. So I'm sure Coach Ryan will have him ready to go. He's a great coach. They're playing really well. Certainly on defense, they got, you know, one of the best defense in the league. A lot of guys, a lot of top guys at a lot of positions, and we're going to have to play really well.
Are you seeing a typical Rex Ryan defense after one game, or is it different because of the personnel he has in Buffalo?
It's only been one game, so it's tough to evaluate the whole package. They've had four preseason games. I think they showed some different things in the first game than they did in the previous preseason games. So I'm sure he'll have some wrinkles for us. He always does. I don't think you always quite know exactly how they're going to scheme us up. But, that's a challenge. You've got good players, good scheme. It's a team that usually plays pretty well at home. So we'll have to, like I said, have a great game.
How much of the game plan against a team like the Bills is using the aggressiveness against them? I mean, anytime you go up against a defensive line like the Bills have,
yeah.
I assume you as a quarterback would like to ideally use that aggressiveness against them.
Yeah, I think it's good to have some different ways to offset kind of the energy and enthusiasm. They're a really aggressive team. They got aggressive guys at safety. They got some aggressive linebackers. I think a lot of it's just it always comes down to execution. I know. We talk about a lot of different ways to get the job done and, you know, run, pass, screen, draw, you know, deep throw, short throw, quick throw. But ultimately it comes down to how well you run with the ball, how good of decisions you make out there as an offensive lineman, you know, our communication. And those are all things, you know, we work on in practice. So we go out there and try to practice all the things that are going to make a true impact on the game, which is, you know, how well we throw and catch, which is, you know, how well we execute, you know, our blocks, how well we execute situational football, how we react under pressure. So I think that's the important thing, and I think that's, you know, Coach been stressing for a long time since OTAs, you know, our fundamentals, you know, our block and tackling and all the different things that, you know, we need to do to help us win the game ultimately.
I know you have so much specific to think about. There are people that swear that after Spygate, you went on a 16-0 run and you guys were motivated by what happened outside. There's other people that swear you guys are on a mode right now to prove something to the rest of the league. Is that any motivation for you?
I think just the motivation is to win, and I think it's been like that, you know, for a long time here. So, you know, we just enjoy winning just because it's more fun to win than lose. So,
do you like to prove how you win is clean?
I think we've always tried to do things the right way. So, you know, we're going to go out there and do the best we can do like we do every week.
Tom, you talked about communication and trying to duplicate things in practice, but 80,000 people, they're going to be thirsty for you guys on Sunday.
Yep.
Is there any way you can duplicate that, especially for some of the young guys in the offensive line?
Yeah, you can try. Unless you've been there, you really don't quite know how it's going to be. And, I think you expect the – you expect the worst and you expect the loudest, and I think that's what we practice when we're out there. I mean, you really can't hear anything when Coach turns those speakers up. So he tries to make it harder for us in practice than it is in the game, and, not being able to really hear anything, it just requires a lot of nonverbal communication and, everyone being on the same page, knowing your calls, knowing your assignments, being able to know the things that we're doing really well so you can go out and play confidently and aggressively, because if you don't play that way, then you get really defensive as an offense, and I think the Colts, they got really they got pushed around, and when you get pushed around by a team like this, they really feed off that.
How about LeGarrette, having him back in the backfield, how much does he help your running game and offense?
A lot. I mean, he's been our start running back, so it's great to have him back out there. And, hopefully he'll provide a big presence out there. So he runs hard. He's smart. Got great vision. And he's going to have to play a big role in the game.
Tom, Mike Reese really wants to ask you a question.
Apologies. Go ahead. No problem. It's all good. 5 yards. Beep, move it back.
I'm curious how amused you are, if at all, with some of Coach Ryan's comments. He was quoted in Gary Meyer's book with you and Peyton about that time you went to a Broadway play, during their playoff game, and he said Peyton would have been watching our game if it was him. And he acknowledged, he's like, I'm trying to get in Tom's head by saying that. He acknowledged that in the book. I'm curious, how amused do you get by what he says?
Not amused at all. No. It doesn't matter to me. I think the games are won, by what you do over the course of the week and how you go about your preparation so that you can be prepared for the game on Sunday. So he's a great coach. I mean, he's obviously got them confident. They're ready to go. Sounds like they're already ready to go. It's already, Wednesday. So we still need some time to prepare for him. There's a lot to prepare for. So it's a good scheme. We got to, kind of put everything into it, see if we can go out there and quiet him down.
You face him as a coordinator and you face him as a coach. Is he the toughest kind of defensive-minded coach, coordinator that you've had in the time period that you've been in? Because you faced him a lot, whether it be with the Ravens, Jets, and now with the Bills.
Yeah, we've had quite a history with those defenses. So, I think he tries to play to the strength of the players. And I think he gives those guys a great chance every week. And that's all you can ask of as a coach, is to put your guys in the best position they can to – take advantage of opportunities, make the plays, and not put them in positions where they can't do the things that the coaches are really asking them to do. So I think that's probably our philosophy on offense too. I think we try to put our guys in the best position possible, and they develop a style and rhythm, and you try to keep teams off balance by scheme stuff and how you run certain plays, and you complement one play with the next. And I think that's how he plays defense. He complements one scheme with another. It makes you hard to exactly dial up what you're looking at, and that's makes it a little tougher for an offense to execute really at a high level.
How do you prepare the zone offensive line for Rex's blitz pickups?
It's challenging, and we've been preparing. We've done blitz pickup probably more than any other team in football since the spring started, especially with some young players in there up front. So just to have a lot of work that we've kind of put in the bank, and know that you got to trust the guys next to you, that when you make a call, we're going up against probably the best D-line in football. I mean, these guys are phenomenal, all the way across the board. So it puts a lot of pressure on the offense to communicate well, trust each other, and then when that breaks down, I try to throw it as quick as I can. I don't want to be one holding the ball all day, so see if they can get home, because they can.
Tom, you enjoy the you've been at this a long time now, and the rest of the NFL hates the Patriots right now. But how much do you enjoy the challenge of going into an opposing stadium with that crowd, with everything against you, and trying to get out there with a W?
Yeah, it's part of pro football. You get 8 at home and 8 on the road, and to be a good team, you got to win on the road, and you got to beat division opponents on the road. So every time we go to an opposing stadium, we know that there's no one cheering for us, and that's just part of it. And I think you got to use the energy to heighten your level of tension and focus, discipline, and then go out there and try to execute really well. But it's great. It's a great feeling when you shut everyone up, by the end of by the fourth quarter, and half the stadium's cleared out too. So I think that's part of the motivation, is to make good plays and quiet them down, take control of the game, and then win on the road. It's a very satisfying feeling. So that's what we're going to try to accomplish.
Speaking of guys who like winning, you still have the Trump hat up there. He loves winning. Have you talked to him at all, and do you have any advice for his big debate tonight?
No. No, I just thought it was a nice keepsake, so it could be a nice piece of memorabilia he sent me.
He's a guy who likes winning like you. You think he's got what it takes?
I hope so. That would be great. It'd be a putting green on the White House lawn, I'm sure of that.
Tom, regarding trust.
Does it seem more of a normal week for you than last week?
Yes. It's been nice. More football. All football. It's been great.
Tom, regarding trust in two regards from your wide receivers, when you have to face the unknown, schematic changes and whatnot, how important is it that they give you information that you can rely on, not just information from up top, but from what your guys are seeing on the field? And secondly, when you do throw the ball, to have the trust in guys who are going to fight at the top of the route, as aggressive as their cornerbacks, their DBs play?
Yeah, and especially, when you're a quarterback, you have one ball, and, you got 5 eligible receivers, so a lot of times when, you end up, you hold the fate of the entire, region when I'm holding that football. I mean, if I fumble or if I throw it to the team, you're it's a lot of responsibility. So, I try to let them know that, if I'm going to throw it to them, I better trust them. And, when I expect them to turn out, you know, so I can anticipate it, and the ball could be in the air when he starts to turn. You know, that'll give him time to catch it and protect himself before he gets hit. So there's a lot of things that we talk about, you know, every day about how to gain each other's trust. And you only really gain that trust in practice when you over and over, they do the right thing over and over. And, you know, you're looking at this depth and I'm going to throw it here. And, you know, when you turn out, this is where you got to expect it. And I think that's, you know, part of what we practice every day. It's all the walkthroughs, all the practice, so that when you get out on the field, you can play with all that anticipation. And then, you know, it really looks like, you know, we know what we're doing. You know, it looks like, you know, all the meetings that we're actually, you know, getting something done. And you try to build that in off season. You know, when you get to the opening week, hopefully you're at a point where there's some margin of error out there. But you're really trying to build that trust the entire season. And ultimately, as the season goes along, your plan gets smaller and smaller based on the things that you're doing well. The more trust that you have in your line and the protections and, you know, the tight ends, what they're capable of doing, the receivers. And then hopefully as the season goes on, you get more confident in what you're doing. And because every year you start, you know, at the same place everybody else does, right at the bottom, and trying to build your team and build the foundation, the fundamentals. And, you know, you try to, you know, through the 100 practices that we have, get to a point where, you know, by the end of the year, you're really at a point that you're maximizing your potential. Wouldn't say we're quite there yet.
What stands out to you about Rob Gronkowski? I imagine there's no shortage of things, but there's one. What stands out to you?
Well, there's a lot. I think he's a he's an exceptional player, teammate. You know, I think his mental toughness, I think, what he's overcome the last few years to be back out there and be the kind of force that he is on the field is pretty remarkable. So to overcome the back surgery, forearm surgeries, you know, the infections and what he went through, and to see him go through that firsthand, and then the knee injury, and come back last season to put together the season he did, and then this offseason where he was, you know, ready to go the whole year, practiced almost every day, training camp, you know, didn't get a chance to play much in the preseason, but then came out there last week and, you know, ready to go and made a huge impact on the game. So he's just a, you know, he's a great player, like I say, a great teammate. He's a guy that I have a lot of trust in. There's no doubt about that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.